Here comes Payet.
Beckham saw Sullivan off his line. Oh! That is absolutely phenomenal.
Now Suarez in behind Ward. He's gone for glory.
Oh. It's Alan Shearer. That's the way to finish it. Suarez! What a time to get his first Anfield goal of the season.
And running at Carragher. And away from him. Still, Thierry Henry.
Listening to the Premier League show on URN Sport.
Tyler, I'll go to you now. You've had a slightly more eventful first half at Bournemouth.
Yeah, it has indeed been a very eventful first half. Both teams mid-table, not an awful lot to play for. Bournemouth probably safe, West Ham definitely safe. So as a result, it's been a very entertaining game, very open. Three goals. Bournemouth had a penalty early on. Josh King put it wide, really poor penalty. And then West Ham went up the other end and Antonio gave him the lead. And then Bournemouth equalised through Josh King. Really good bit of skill and finish. Definitely worth watching that goal. And then just before half time, Bournemouth had another penalty. And this time Afobe stepped up to take it. And the penalty was basically just as bad as Josh King, straight at the keeper. Very tame. And since then, the second half has just started. Well, it's 15 minutes into second half. It's been very entertaining. Josh King has scored again. Very controversial goal, though. West Ham felt that Afobe handballed it in the build-up. Hard to tell on the replay, but I think the referee probably did make the right decision in the end after consulting his linesman. And since then, Bournemouth have had chances to extend their lead on the counter. West Ham looking dangerous too, so I think plenty more goals in this game.
Yeah.
Man and Luciano Vieto trying... grab the win and keep pressure on Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah, so they're going very strong in the La Liga this season, and obviously they go to Leicester next week. I was just wondering anyone's thoughts on that game. Do you think Leicester have a realistic chance of progressing?
Yeah, I think Leicester do. The way they've been playing recently, they've got a really good chance. They seem like they've found the form of last season, and on their day they can beat anyone.
Yeah, I think it helps that they got that away goal. Vardy's away goal gives them a lot more confidence going into it.
Yeah, they've had a couple of good results now since obviously Ranieri was very controversially sacked, but two wins I think against Hull and Liverpool have really picked up Leicester's morale, and they will definitely be thinking they've got a good chance of progressing in the Champions League. And now a team that we know haven't progressed in the Champions League, and it's probably going to annoy Arsenal fan Turan, is their embarrassing exit, you could say, from the Champions League last week to Bayern Munich. Is it time for Wenger to go?
Absolutely time for him to go. He's a dinosaur of football. I mean, he's outdated. He's 10 years out of the game. He hasn't evolved as other managers have, and he's not bringing this team forward. That's the problem with Wenger.
Penalty.
Oh no, sorry. Free kick.
Might as well be a penalty.
He's just taking a free kick. Just stepping up now. That was close. Jakubovic just sent it wide. Good kick there.
Yeah, Sigurdsson is very much a free kick specialist. Do you think now that you call him Wenger a dinosaur, obviously he's had some success at Arsenal, but not for a long time, and the sporadic FA Cup victories obviously clearly are not enough to impress the fans. Can you think of any managers that you think to come and replace Wenger?
I think the obvious candidate is Max Allegri at Juventus.
Yeah.
I think with Arsenal, they really missed the boat on Klopp and Guardiola, and now we're going for sort of third choices here with Allegri. I mean, not to say Allegri is not a good manager, but he doesn't really have that star name as someone like Guardiola or Klopp. But I think Allegri could do wonders at Arsenal. I mean, you've got everything there. You've got money, you've got a good stadium, good fan base, and you've got a decent team. It just depends whether he can keep Sanchez in.
West Brom looking like they might get it back into the game?
No, not really. I think they're just about to throw on Chris Brunt or James Morrison. Both of them gone out to warm up. No, it's same old story. As I said before, Everton seem in complete control of the game. Almost shutting up shop now as we get into the last 25 minutes. Doesn't look like there's going to be much more chances left for West Bromwich Albion unless they can bring on someone to fire the ball up to. They've already got Howard Sincano on, who's given very little, to be honest, in this game. I'll keep updated on substitutions, but at the moment Everton look like they can easily close out this game.
And in the other Premier League game, it's Hull versus Swansea. Anything happening there, Tom?
Yeah, it's been a more interesting start to the second half. It's been a both teams having a lot more even share of chances. Silva's just thrown on Niasse and Dier to try and shake things up. I'd say it's working for both teams, the game plan at the moment. You know, they're both getting good chances. Sigurdsson had a good one with that free kick, and Jakubovic just sent it wide. And then Dier, before he came off, had a really good chance. But again, Fabianski snuffed it out real well.
Yeah, one of the teams obviously will be looking to get what would be a crucial winner in terms of the Premier League relegation fight. Today's early game was an FA Cup quarter-final. Man City travelled to Middlesbrough. The final score there was 2-0 to Man City in a game which any of you who may have watched it will agree Man City very much dominated. Did any of you actually get a chance to watch the game? Any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch it. I thought that Man City played really well, and I think we can really see sort of Guardiola's tactics being imposed on the team. They were very silky today. Lots of quick interchanges. Sane especially ran with a lot of aggression at the defenders, passed well, I mean, made a lot of the right decisions. So I thought Man City were excellent today, and Middlesbrough, no matter how well they played, I don't think they would have come close.
Perhaps a good response in terms of Man City there, because obviously a disappointing result for them in midweek when they drew 0-0 with Stoke, and Guardiola will be very happy with the team that secured a safe passage into the semi-finals and a trip to Wembley for his side. In terms of Middlesbrough though, having watched the game myself, I thought the only players that could really come out with any credit from the game were Brad Guzan and Ben Gibson, the centre-half, who is actually attracting a lot of attention from bigger clubs. And for me, I think Middlesbrough are very much relegation candidates now. You know, in early season, they were praised for their strong defence. You know, they didn't concede many goals, and scoring goals was always a bit of a problem for them. But recently, they've not been scoring many at all, and that solid defence that they once had has been breached many times over the past few weeks, and they've really dropped down the table. Do any of you think that Middlesbrough could get relegated this season?
Oh, they're serious candidates to go down, I think. And the fact they haven't been scoring goals all season, and for a promoted team, that's the thing you've got to rely on. You've got to score goals to win games, and they're not doing that. So you've got to consider them to go down.
Yeah. As well, they obviously signed Gested and Patrick Bamford in the January transfer window. Gested went off injured today, and he has scored a few goals, but he's not...
Goal!
Goal.
Who is it? Niasse, yeah. Just a lovely ball played in through Niasse there for Hull. Used his pace to just skip away from all the Swansea defenders and just pretty easily slots it past Fabianski. Yeah, I think it's Niasse again, but that's really important. Yeah, this is Hull. Swansea could have done with the win here, but certainly Hull are the ones who have to grab the win here if they're going to have any chance of survival. Silva's sub with Niasse, by the way, was absolutely perfect. You know, it shook the game up perfectly, right in Hull's favour. And it, I still can't tell who that was.
Yeah, I think it was Niasse who's got the goal there, and he's obviously been a great signing. I think he's on loan from Everton.
Decent goal again, though, like in behind the defence, and Swansea just totally caught out with where Niasse is on the pitch.
Well, with that goal, that'll take Hull, obviously, a lot closer to safety. And I know you said before, Tyler, that you thought Bournemouth were a team that didn't look like they were going down. Do you think maybe with that whole result, and if they were to perhaps concede to West Ham, that Bournemouth could be dragged into that fight?
No, personally, I think Bournemouth will be fine. I think, obviously, defensively, they've had problems this season. I think they've let in like the second or third most goals in the division. But going forward, they are very good. They do create chances. Josh King scored... Oh, chance for West Ham here. It's 2-2, yeah. Just talking about their awful defence, they've just let in another goal. Andre Ayew, good cutback from Antonio, I think it was. Yeah, I think that's the only thing that worries me about Bournemouth, their defence. I think they'll score goals in almost every game they play. Obviously, a draw against West Ham may make things interesting.
There's a goal at Everton. It's 3-0. It's game over. It's Romelu Lukaku. Who else to put the Toffees 3-0 up? West Bromwich Albion did try and go a bit more attacking. They brought on Salomon Rondon for the Hal Robson-Carney, who wasn't having a good game at all. They also brought Morrison and Brunt on, replacing McLean, which I found quite interesting considering McLean was one of the main attacking outputs, and also Claudio Jakob. But it's game over now. It's a great ball in from Ross Bartley. It's his third assist of the day, Ross Bartley, and Romelu Lukaku, Ron Futz, Ben Foster, and it's 3-0 to Everton.
Yeah, Lukaku.
Here comes Payet.
Beckham saw Sullivan off his line. Oh! That is absolutely phenomenal.
Now Suarez in behind Ward. He's gone for glory.
Oh. It's Alan Shearer. That's the way to finish it. Perez! What a time to get his first Anfield goal of the season.
And running up Carragher. And away from him. Still, Thierry.
Listening to the Premier League show on URN Sport.
This is URN Sport.
Yeah, a really great win for Bournemouth. That takes them 6 points clear of the relegation zone. Speaking of the relegation zone, Hull now only 1 point away from safety after their 2-1 versus Swansea.
Yeah, it turned out to just be a consolation goal at the end there for Swansea and Mawson. That's a brilliant win, fully deserved by Hull. Yeah, there's no injustice in this game. Hull, absolutely the better side after the first 10 minutes, where Swansea looked quite good after that. They just grabbed hold of the game, and Grzycki after that, Nias just tearing apart Swansea, not really knowing what to do. And after they went 2-0 up Hull, Swansea just went into a panic, managed to grab a goal back. But as I say, just a consolation there, and well deserved for Hull. And have no trouble keeping those squads up.
Yeah, looking at the opposite end of the table, they haven't played today, but Chelsea, 10 points clear. Have they won the league?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, as a Tottenham fan, it pains me to admit that the title's over. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The winning run they went on, I think it's a 13-match winning run. And then obviously Tottenham ended it. But then since then, I think they've like maybe drawn one or two games. That's it. They're just unstoppable. Fantastic defence, fantastic attack. So solid, so difficult to break down. They've still got a few tricky games left though to negotiate. Arsenal away, I think. Oh no, sorry. United away. City at home. But even if they were to lose both those games, you'd still need the other teams to have near perfect form. And you know, we saw City on Wednesday night against Stoke. Their form's far from perfect. And Tottenham, I don't see Tottenham winning every game. So yeah, I think the title's probably gone.
Yeah, in terms of the Champions League race now, 11 games to go. Can you see any of the current top four missing out? You think maybe Man United could sneak a place there, or even Arsenal?
I think Arsenal will pull it out of the bag. They normally do, and sort of when there's nothing to play for, when there's a top four to play for, they start finding their best form. So I can't see any reason why that would not continue as a trend. So I think Arsenal probably got a good chance, and I think Man U are going to miss out, and probably Spurs again, actually.
Spurs, wow. Spurs are second in the league, though.
You never know with Spurs.
I'm not sure. I think United will nick it. I think, you know, FA Cup, Capital One, they're going to... Well, I know the FA Cup's right at the end of the season, but the Capital One's now out of the way. Less games midweek, can focus more on the league. You know, Europa League and FA Cup, as I say, is going to last till the end of the season, but I think they've got the strength and depth. They're not facing the best sides in the Europa League. They can make changes. Zlatan doesn't seem to be tiring, and the form throughout the season just got better and better with Man United. I think they're going to be tough to beat towards the end of the season. I can't see them dropping many points unless they're playing the top six or seven. Everton, I think, are on flying form at the moment. But no, I'd be very surprised if United weren't in the top four come the end of the season.
I'd have to agree with Jamie. For me, it's United who are going to nick it, and I can honestly see Liverpool dropping out. I know they probably play the best football in the division bar Chelsea, and Klopp's style is really impressive. But for me, I just think they don't have the quality there like the other teams, and injuries are going to catch them out. And Klopp's style, albeit a very impressive style to watch at any moment in a game, it's not something you can really sustain with the players they've got to win a title at the moment. And for me, United, unbeaten in what it's like 10 games now, they look really good this side of the season under Mourinho. For me, they can nick it ahead of Liverpool.
Interesting, I heard recently that Klopp's form is actually pretty similar to Brendan Rodgers' form. Yeah. I know the argument is that obviously Rodgers did have Suarez. I suppose if Klopp doesn't make top four this season, it's going to be a major disappointment to Liverpool fans. And it's going to have the last laugh for Brendan Rodgers, who seems to be on flying form in the tough league of the SPFL. It's so ridiculous now, the games in a row he's won with Celtic. I'm not sure whether Rangers are going to win that today. Hopefully they can. But no, I think Rodgers is going to have the last laugh at the end of this year. I think he's going to be coming back to the Premier League pretty soon.
You've been listening to the Saturday Sports Show with Jimmy, Joe, Tom, Churan, Tyler and Jamie. Thanks for listening.
This is URN Sport.